I wanted to know is, because here's where I come on here, right? And time and time again, I go, women don't support each other. Women are the first to tear each other down and all this. And the other day was International Women Empowerment Day or whatever it was. Kim Kardashian posts her naked selfie. Some women attack her, some women support her. And she came back on Twitter on and wrote this essay and said, why do you care what I do? I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a wife. I'm a sister. Like, I'm all these things. And she goes, and you're telling me I'm not a good role model because I post nude selfies, but I don't do drugs. I've never been, I've never committed a crime. And I started thinking, like, that's true. Why do I care if she posts nude selfies? Does that make her a bad role model for young girls? Or do you see that she can't be that much of an idiot because she's raking in the dough.
Yes, she is.
Whether, regardless of who it is, she had that Kimoji app that broke the app store.
Well, that.
And raked millions of dollars in just a couple of minutes.
Well, that photo she posted the other day, apparently that made the internet crash because people were on there trying to look at it and share it and stuff.
And it got me thinking, does her posting naked selfies define her? Is she doing that? People are saying, Pink even, the singer Pink came at her and said, kudos to women who use their strength and their brains and not just their body. But what's the difference from Pink and she's on stage as Amber Rose called her out and said, what's the difference between that and you swinging around in a bikini on stage and a sling or whatever it is? What's the difference?
Kim Kardashian's probably smart. She's just putting it all out there. She's smart brains wise because of her business model, and she's got the body to go with it. Throw it all out.
I'm interested if you have one. I like that Brandon goes, I don't really care about that. I think I'm going to start taking that approach to things. But if you have a daughter, is Kim Kardashian a good role model, or do you think she's a bad role model for young girls? 424-1234 to be part of the show this morning.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Devin Lister.
Devin, do you think Kim Kardashian, do you have a daughter?
Yeah, I have three.
Do you think that Kim Kardashian's a good role model for young girls or a bad role model?
Well, to be honest, I think she's a bad role model, just in my own opinion, and none of my girls follow her, and the younger kids don't even have cell phones, social media, or Twitter.
What makes her a bad role model?
I just don't want my daughters to think if she's going to succeed by posting sex tapes, naked videos, selfies. She got lucky.
The interesting thing, the Kim Kardashian, her tape with Ray J was 13 years ago.
Wow.
Do kids even know her for that? Adults know her for that, but does a 12-year-old girl know her for that? Do you think
they looked her up? Yeah,
that's true. You could find that information out definitely. So, do you think that she just uses her body to get ahead? And see, I'm really conflicted now because I thought that too. I thought she was kind of skanky and she just lays around. But then I started thinking, like, first of all, why do I care if that's what she does? But all these other things that she, it's different for me because I'm 30 and I'm a grown up. But all these other things she does, she obviously makes good business decisions. Does that matter at all or no?
I agree with that. That's why I don't totally bash her. I'm interested and I'm intrigued, but I'm not a follower.
Do you have, how old are your daughters?
20, 14, and 6.
20, 14, 6. Do you have conversations with them? And I don't know, I don't have kids, so I don't know what the appropriate age is to have conversations. Did you have open conversations about them? Because things are so different now about them putting it out there, that when you put things on the internet, you can't get them back, and that they need to be careful of what they show.
Absolutely. We just went through this with a teenager 2 weeks ago. Yeah, she learned a valuable lesson.
I think it's hard. I think it's hard to be a girl now because you have so many mixed signals. And especially a young girl, you don't realize that some things you can't take back.
Absolutely. That's why they need that much more parent support and time spent with their parents so they know what's the right thing to do and not to do.
Yeah. Well, Devin, thanks so much for checking in this morning.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.